Hello, and welcome to the Book Speaks podcast, where the book speaks for itself. I'm your host, Benjamin Douglas, and this is the show where each week I read a chapter from a different indie author. Thanks for joining me for today's reading. Hello, readers and writers. Good morning, happy Friday, and thanks for joining me, your host, Benjamin Douglas, for another episode of the Book Speaks podcast, where the book speaks for itself. Today is episode number 26, and I have a real treat for you today. We're taking a little departure from our usual genre fiction novel style reading, and I'll be reading to you instead from an indie published collection of poetry by poet Shirani Rajapaksa, who is just a wonderful, wonderful poet. I've read a little bit of her work in preparation for this week. She's got a poetry video on YouTube that I'm going to link to in the show notes. And her book that I'm reading from today, Chant of a Million Women, just came out last month. That is August of 2017. So if you're interested in poetry in the slightest, I highly recommend you check out this book. It's an indie published book, so the proceeds are not going to a publishing house. They're going straight to the artist herself. Well worth checking out, well worth supporting her. Some really lovely work. You know, at the end of the day, writing is writing. I know we talked a lot last week about how one of the strengths, I think, of this show is the variety of genre and author experience in the authors from whom I read. But for the most part, it's all at least been genre fiction. And today we're reading from poetry. And if I had to lump poetry into a genre, I wouldn't make it a so-called genre fic. I would tend to think of it as literary fiction. But at the end of the day, writing is writing. As I say, people write for all kinds of different reasons. They write for all kinds of different audiences, and they write all kinds of different things. But the written word is what unifies us. Whether you're in it because you just love stringing words together, you love the way they sound, the way they look, or whether it's because you have a readership to satisfy, or a mortgage to pay, or you're just an amazing business person who smells opportunity and you can put together a good story. Or maybe you're just plain a storyteller and you haven't found your audience yet and you don't know anything about marketing, but you have a story to tell. Hey, this is the place for you. I want you to come back, check out what I've been reading, check out what's going on in the indie author community. Indie publishing, that is to say, independently published works, covers the whole gamut. And so the book today, Chant of a Million Women, even though it's not science fiction or fantasy or urban fantasy or romance or historical fiction, it is indie published in so much as that Shirani published it herself. So it's no qualms that I present this, and with really a great deal of pleasure, because as I said, I've really been enjoying her work. I'm going to begin, as I always do, by reading the author's bio. Shirani Rajapaksa is an internationally published poet and fiction writer. She won the Cha Betrayal Poetry Contest 2013 and was a finalist in the Anna Davidson Rosenberg Poetry Awards 2013. Her collection of short stories, Breaking News, and that's with Vijita Yapa in 2011, was shortlisted for the Gratian Award. Rajapaksa is widely published in literary journals and anthologies around the world. Rajapaksa read for a BA in English Literature from the University of Kelaniya, Sri Lanka, and has an MA in International Relations from JNU, India. Chant of a Million Women, her self-published book of poems, was released on August 21st, 2017. So isn't this cool? All right, back up. Everything I just said a moment ago about the intentions of writing, and think for a moment about what brings everyone to the indie publishing table. You've got people like myself who haven't tried traditional publishing at all. We're just jumping in indie publishing genre fiction, right? You've got people like Craig Martell, who is a traditionally published author, has been for a long time, and is now indie publishing because of the greater freedom and rights and, frankly, money. And then you've got people like Shirani here, who is just taking advantage of whatever's available to create a path for herself where previously there has not been a path. So understand, if you're writing poetry, you're going to submit to journals, right? And that's kind of like understood to be the thing to do until you have a collection of poems ready. And then you submit that to presses. But poetry presses tend to be small sort of ivory tower institutions. You're not talking about getting a book of your poems on the shelf next to Harry Potter in the Barnes and Noble. Unless you're like, you know, one of two or three people who's already been dead for 200 years. So it's in the marketing sense, it's really, really niche, even though in the sort of global artistic sense, it's not poetry, right? So Shirani, I applaud you. Big shout out to Shirani for making her own path, for going ahead, and even though she's been winning awards, she's been a finalist for awards, she's had numerous poems and short stories published in anthologies and journals, she's going ahead and going out on a limb and putting her own collection of poems out there as a self-published indie publication. That is inspiring to artists everywhere. It's a slightly different narrative, as I say, than the genre fiction writer like myself, who is writing for fun, but who also is frankly hoping to, you know, get some money. It's a little bit of a business. But this, Shirani, I hope you make money. But it's a wonderful platform for your art as well. And Shirani, I do believe, is a serious artist, and I think you'll understand what I mean when you hear her poems. All right, so that's my spiel, both on intention of writing and on marketability of poetry, creating your own path. If you're a poet and you've been listening to this show, or you're listening just to this episode, and you're interested in having your work featured on the show, give me a shout out. I'm at Cantankerous Ben on Twitter. I'm also BenjaminDouglasBooks@gmail.com. And of course, here is http://thebookspeakspodcast.wordpress.com. Come check it out. Join the community. It's a lot of fun. I love featuring indie writers of any kind, all stripes. Shirani gave me a generous amount of social media and book links. I'm going to share those all on the site, on the show notes. Poetry, interesting thing. You know, I have downloaded a book or two, an ebook or two of poetry to read on my Kindle. They weren't by anyone I knew. I think I just grabbed them because they were free and they weren't overly impressive, which is not a unique thing to have happen when you're just kind of trolling the free bin on Amazon. No disrespect to anyone with a perma-free book. I have one myself. A lot of poetry readers, serious poetry readers, prefer hard copy still. And so I want to mention that Shirani's book is available on Lulu as well as Amazon. Also a website that I have not used, bookstoread.com. So I'll have links to all of those. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's a poetry video for this wonderful, wonderful poem, Chant of a Million Women, which will be included in the links to the show notes. And go check that out. Shirani herself reads the poem in the video, and it's very potent. It's a very lovely reading of a very well-written poem. All right, I'll be reading two of Shirani's poems today. One is entitled Loneliness, and the second is entitled Walking the World. These are both from her collection Chant of a Million Women. I hope you enjoy, and I will see you back next week for another indie author reading. Loneliness by Shirani Rajapaksa. Because I crossed over no man's land one day, a few steps of nothingness between two countries that drew borders to fence us in. A sliver of territory, just enough for a road to run through, a few kiosks that might make it livable, but not sufficient for homes to make you feel loved or to put down roots. No one feels at home in no man's land. No one stops there. Not for long. Only lonely birds swooping down infrequently to rest a while, taking wing as they sense all is not quite right. Or the occasional curious cow that wonders if the grass is really greener, yet doesn't venture further. A feeling of unease she can't quite understand. Fear of death by slaughter. Slow and painful. Cold breeze carrying messages of anguish and terror waiting on the other side. Because sometimes words are not required to make one understand or experience joy and grief at the same time. Because of this, you left, unable to comprehend, refused to accompany me. Stood for an hour at the threshold until the gates closed behind me. You gazed as I went over to the other country, past the entrance, the men in uniform, the plumed hats, the paperwork, the stamp of finality, to get lost in the rest of what makes it theirs, not yours anymore. Because it happened so long ago, you don't remember the words spoken as you watched people stride away, like me. But I remembered your face that day, and the words you wanted to speak, but couldn't, so you let your eyes converse instead. Because it sounded so good, like a violin crying in an abandoned house. Like a dog howling in the lonely ruins. Like a peacock singing in a desert dream. And I remembered. Walking the World by Shirani Rajapaksa. She built a ladder to the moon, bamboo sticks tied up tight. It stretched itself tall, a tree hiding itself in folds of gossamer clouds that sometimes paused to lounge on its rungs. She assembled a castle in the air with dreams inside her head. Ideas and words that rose up in shapes of brick, roofing sheets, wooden frames for windows and doors. Sprawling gardens filled with exotic flowers, aurelia, pincha, and orchids flirting with the breeze floating, delicious perfumes in the air. She moved mountains with her thoughts, bringing them crashing to her feet as she stepped up to Annapurna, one tiny footstep at a time. And as she watched the sun attempt to scale the peaks, the snow melted on her cheek, starting a stream that turned into a waterfall that scurried down a cliff that became a river that ran, ran, ran into the ocean deep. She glided across deserts and plains, flapped her wings, swooped down to perch atop a shady tree, surveying the world below. A hawk, seeking its prey, watching intently, patiently. She hitched a ride on a rain cloud, thick and gray, and dropped to the earth to start anew once more.
This concludes another episode of the Book Speaks podcast, where the book speaks for itself. Thanks for joining me, your host, Benjamin Douglas, for another indie author reading. If you liked what you heard, be sure to visit http://thebookspeakspodcast.wordpress.com for more episodes and for links to the author's website and the author's Amazon author page in the show notes. If you'd like to follow me on my own author journey, you can find me at http://benjamindouglasbooks.wordpress.com. And of course, if you're an indie author interested in having your work featured on the show, or if you're interested in discussing having your book read and produced by me as an audiobook, feel free to contact me at benjamindouglasbooks@gmail.com. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a productive and enjoyable weekend.